Google has announced the discontinuation of support for early models of Dropcam, Dropcam Pro, and Nest Secure, rendering these devices largely inoperable from April 8th. To assist users in transitioning, Google is offering a complimentary Nest camera for Nest Aware subscribers or a 50% discount on a new Nest camera for non-subscribers. Dropcam and Dropcam Pro users will lose the ability to save new clips with only a limited time to access existing ones. Nest Secure users will find their devices such as the Nest X Yale door locks and able to connect to Wi-Fi. Google offers a free Nest Connect to extend the life of existing locks with a reminder to contact support for details if not already received. That and many, many more stories tonight. You're listening to Geekness Central episode. Yes, this is episode 1734. Coming to you this Thursday, April 4th, I'm your host, Todd Cochran. A big shout out to our primary sponsor at GoDaddy.com. Grab their deals at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. And to all our awesome listeners, you're the real MVPs. Contribute your time, talent, or treasure at GeekNewsCentral.com/insider by becoming a GNC insider. We are live and we're lit with modern podcast apps from podcastapps.com. Join the value for value movement by downloading and using a modern podcast app. And you can dive into our digital hub at geeknewscentral.com. Don't forget to check out the partner shows, all linked up on the website as well. That includes the new media show, the Gadget Professor, the GNC Week in Review. Connect to those shows at our digital hub. And of course, get on board and don't forget to follow or subscribe via favorite modern podcast app. Sign up for the newsletter while you're at it. You can always join the chat room at geeknews.chat. Now, if you want to reach out to me and have feedback like we got today, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com, or catch me on X at geeknews or find me on Facebook. And again, a massive, massive, massive salute to GoDaddy, the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast. We want to thank them. I want to thank them deeply for their ongoing support here of the Geek News Central podcast. And you too can lock in your savings beginning right now. Go to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy and pick up $11.99 for a brand new domain name or $6.99 a month economy hosting, includes a free domain, professional email, and an SSL certificate for the first year, or $12.99 a month managed WordPress hosting. Again, a free domain, professional email, and an SSL certificate for the first year. $6.99 a month managed economy hosting, $12.99 a month managed WordPress hosting, or a free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal business to business plus plans. That's a 1 month free trial. Get them over at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. We want you to lock in your savings today. These codes work. Click on them, link to them. Copy the code. Do whatever you got to do. Share the codes with your friends, family members, people that you know, people that are looking to advance their businesses, get online, and do cool things. You know, today, my company's been working on a new project. And we've had a very, 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 very difficult time finding an associated domain. Been searching, looking at the domains I have. And lo and behold, this process has been going on in my head for several months now. And I said, oh, I know the domain to use. It's a domain I've had for years, but I kind of forgot about it. And of course, when you have 367 domains, it's pretty easy to forget about one. And I told the team, hey, by the way, I've got this one. And it was like confetti going, you know. Domain names, you'd never know. You never know. I didn't know what I was going to do. I was running into trademark issues with other services, trying to figure this out. And I was like, bam, slam dunk. And in several months, when we launch that product, I'll come back and tell you about it and let you know how it all evolved. But again, pick up a domain name today. Oftentimes, domain names come to me when I'm in the shower, I'm driving down the road, And literally something has triggered something on a radio, on a podcast, or just a thought. And more times than not, that domain name has been available. I picked it up and it has paid dividends in years past. So definitely consider that when you're going over to GoDaddy. Even if you don't have if you're not ready for a business, that $11.99, that gets you going, gets you locked in. But again, if you get a hosting account, you get that domain free for the first year. Again, I want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here at the Geek News Central podcast. Been a busy, busy, busy week. I mean, always is. Nothing changes. It's just busy. And had a webinar this afternoon where we demoed our AI. And everything went about 90% to plan. One thing didn't generate like it was supposed to. It was one of those things like, well, you know, this stuff kind of happens. And anyway, we had a good demo. It worked out good. And I'm late getting the show started tonight. But here we are. Welcome to the show. Hope everybody's doing well. And first story right off the bat. Google has been on my list for about a week. And of course, I knew Dropcam was dying, but I didn't realize it was dying, you know, essentially Monday. And I've had two Dropcams here in the studio. One points outside, and one is in a. I have multiple cameras here. It's not like I'm not covered, even if these Dropcams drop dead. But you know, it's like anything else. If something's work, you use it, right? Well, I unplugged them today and threw them in the trash. And I replaced them with Wyze cameras. I'm not stupid. I'm not going out and buying a expensive new camera from Google. Not another Nest camera for $99.99. Even they give me 50% off, I can get brand new Wyze cameras for $40. I've got Wyze cameras, got one back here, the very first one I ever bought. It's still running strong, and it's a Gen 1. It's working great, sending data to the cloud. I'm sure at some point, someday, that little camera will become obsolete, but guess what? $30. Those Nest cameras before were expensive. I have had them for years. I got my money's worth out of them, but, you know, it's just the thought of stuff expiring. And Google killing Google Podcast and some of the stuff they said at Podcast Movement on about YouTube. I'm just not in the mood. Please read my article on the website about Google Podcast. I posted that this morning. Grumpy Todd for sure in that regard. Google ponders making AI search a premium option. Think about that. Why? I know why. Google's reportedly considering tweaks with search engine, including making some AI features subscription only and add free search experiences not in the cards. After extolling the virtues of Google search engine and highlighting the company's work through AI experiments and search, a spokesman told us, as we've done many times before, we'll continue to build new premium capability and services to enhance our subscription offerings across Google. So here's what it's really about. Google's stuck between a rock and a hard place. While adding generative AI, Bing has done little to move the market share needle. So, but what does it really ruin? Ads. Ads. They can't sell as many ads. Ads and shifting ads causes Google to lose revenue. So, I thought, aha. The company already has a Google One AI premium plan, which adds its Gemini chatbot to Gmail, Docs, Slides, Sheets, and Meet. Adding a premium version search to that list is not out of the realm of possibility. So I'm thinking they're figuring out that they're going to run out of money. They can't do this for free. They got to be able to place ads in and around your search results. What do you think about that? geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Google wants Gemini to help you respond to emails in Gmail for Android. So Google previously announced it's bringing Gemini to Gmail for Google One AI premium subscribers. Now it appears that Google is trying out AI-generated replies in Gemini in the Gmail app for Android. So there you go. More and more. At the same time, changing subjects here, Zoom has paid out $10 million via its bug bounty program since 2019. $10 million. Good job on them. In 2023 alone, the company awarded roughly $2.4 million for over 1,000 vulnerability reports by more than 200 security researchers. The total paid out last year is higher than $1.8 awarded in 2021, but significantly lower than the $3.9 paid out in 2022. We don't pay out near that much, although probably around maybe $1,000 a year for bug reports. So that's a big number. AWS plans hundreds of job cuts as Amazon downsizing continues. They real plans to trim its workforce. Executives said they are said to have informed employees via internal communication, sharing details about the layoffs. According to the report, jobs across sales, marketing, global services looking to be the primary targets of the cuts. AWS SVP Matt Garman emphasized the significance of agility in the organization. We do not take these decisions lightly, and I know change can be difficult. Yeah, if you're the one losing the job. So AWS will also be downsizing its physical stores tech team, notably impacting sections involved with developing technology for Amazon's physical retail stores. Because Amazon is apparently ditching its just walkout tech. Did you hear what they had going on with this just walkout tech? They had over 1,000 people in a foreign country watching the cameras of people that were just shopping in those just walkout stores and were accordingly tallying up the totals to make sure the total was correct. So their tech wasn't as good because they had people watching what you were buying. How will astronauts cruise around the moon? Well, NASA has narrowed choice to three options. And each company will work with the space agency for the next year or so to reach what is known as preliminary design review. The initial awards are not huge. Each is a few tens of millions of dollars. After this initial design work is complete, NASA will select at least one or potentially more companies to press ahead with the demonstration of their rover. So, they said, I'd like to send all three to the moon, but the system will be budget driven. If all I can afford is one, we'll have one. So there's a lot of money at stake. NASA's purchasing these rovers as a service and will issue task orders on annual basis for 10 years. Over the lifetime of the contract, there's a combined maximum potential value of $4.6 billion for all the awards. NASA would like the lunar rovers delivered to the moon prior to the Artemis V mission. Currently projected to be a third crew flight to the moon. The nominal date will be 2029. We will see. Have you heard about Pink Slime? Pink Slime is local news outlets that erupt all over the U.S. as election nears. None of the partisan news sites roughly equal those doing actual legitimate journalism. The number of partisan news sites in the U.S., masquerading as legitimate journals now equals genuine local. So-called pink slime operators gear up ahead of November's presidential election. Pink slime sites mimic local news providers but are highly partisan and tend to bury their deep ties to the dark money, lobbying group, and special interests. So, didn't know that they called these pink slime or actually had a word for them. Now, speaking about email, Leslie's not happy with me. She says, Todd, okay, I'm over it. The first time was interesting, but because it impressed me that it was AI generated. The second time it was okay. The third time, yeah, I was over it. And now on the new media show. Part of the problem with these things is that there's absolutely no equality or dynamics to them. It's like standing in front of a fire hose to get a drink of water. just comes at you without any variation. It fatigues you to listen to it, even just for the short length of time that it is. Please understand, this is not criticism of you. It's criticism of AI-generated content. It has absolutely no sense of how an actual human will respond to it. It just plows ahead and buries you under it. I know a lot of rock and roll music that does that too, Leslie. So if you notice, I spared you today. I spared you the intro. I enjoy it. I don't know why. I'm just a nerd. So I'll try to make some more variations. But yeah, it does kind of hit you, right? There's no lead in. It just goes. I don't know. You know, I'm a nerdy. I'm testing these kinds of things. So, you know. But you got to admit, the tech talking man, pretty cute, right? I couldn't have paid someone to come up with that. For all of our insiders, thank you so much for being insiders. We have no new insiders to report this show. And so I do appreciate those of you that have been doing live streaming sats. And we had no boostograms in the last few days. So that tells me none of you are using these podcast apps, because if you were, you would know what they are. Now, Brian is streaming 118 sats a minute. Darren Schwartz is streaming at 100 sats a minute. Actually, 250 sats a minute. So we've had a number of people stream sats. I want to thank you all for streaming sats. Those that are doing that, true fans, those of you on true fans, we appreciate it. They add up over time. 250 at a time, 100 at a time. One person was streaming 1,000 at a time for the new media show. They add up over time. And you know, it's like an in-kind donation. It's like you going and recommending GoDaddy to someone and they go and buy GoDaddy. It's just the same thing. It's if you're participating. If I am not providing value, then stay on Apple Podcasts. Don't try a new podcast app at podcastapps.com. You know, I at this point, I've been telling you this for a number of months. And if you haven't made the move yet, it's because I'm not worthy of value for value. So I got it. I'm hearing you. It's okay. We'll continue the show. And God forbid anything happens to our main sponsor. then things might get a little different. But anyway, just, you know, consider. And if I'm not providing value, let me know. Participate. You're all geeks here. You're nerds. You're all involved in podcasting. You've been with me for many, many years. We got to teach each other new tricks. I'm not saying I'm an old dog, but come on, let's move with the times. Try a new podcast app from podcastapps.com. The FBI is seeking to balance risk, rewards, or artificial intelligence. The agencies that AI could help protect cyber networks, but also ways it could be an ethical quagmire or a tool for enemies of the United States. Well, absolutely. The FBI is looking at AI from a few different perspectives, staying ahead of threats, protecting U.S. innovation, setting up a governance structure for the ethical use of AI within the department. The FBI is really excited about AI, potentially for keeping networks across America and our allies safe. The Bureau has already been using its own machine learning tools in addition to commercial ones, but on generative AI, the FBI is more of a user than a developer. So, you know, the U.S. government is in a quagmire. They really, really are, especially the military and law enforcement and everyone else. As these things get better, the sheer amount of data you can compress together and look at multiple layers of data, the better the data analysis will be, more better than any person in existence today. I'm not saying that is the case right now, but things are changing fast. Garmin's new heart rate tracker pairs nearly perfectly with the ladies' sports bras. It's a chest strap that works with my sports bra, according to a new user of it, Victoria Song. She says, sports bras are a necessary evil. I'm not the busiest runner, but even I need a high support bra to neutralize the law of physics. Adding a chest strap to the mix, however, often feels like I've signed up to run 13 miles with a python squeezing my chest, which is why the $149.99 Garmin H-Arm Fit chest strap is a stroke of genius. Now, I'm just going to leave it at that. Ladies, if you're running and you're not using your phone for a heartbeat monitor and you want something more professional, this Garmin HRM Fit chest strap is for you. And it goes into quite exquisite details of where it can be worn, how, in what way, and where it's not squeezing you like a python. So link will be up in the show notes for you to check out. All right. Value for value. Just turned you on to a new product. An investigation has been launched after theft of the government data leak hits the U.S. State Department. Of course, the actor stole and leaked documents from a tech consulting firm, Acuity, which specializes in cybersecurity, DevSecOps, data analytics, and operations support service. Lovely. The data allegedly contains a significant amount of personnel information relating to the Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance, according to the threat actor who supposedly conducted the theft known as Intel Broker. Now, if you don't know what Five Eyes is, that is United States, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. Five Eyes. If I got one of the, yeah, I think you got it right. UK, US, Canada, New Zealand, Australia. Yep, there we go. Those Five Eyes share more data tightly. They still have their own secrets, but there's a lot of data shared amongst them. The data contained within confidential files include full email, names, office numbers, cell phones of U.S. officials in the Pentagon, military, and the government. Lovely. So, again and again, more data leaked. Amazon sellers are plagued by surge in scam returns. This is really naughty. Return theft represents one sore point in what has become an often contentious relationship between Amazon and its independent sellers. People regularly ship junk back to sellers and claim their returns, often with little to no penalty. Amazon has long believed in a system based on pleasing consumers above all, including easy returns, but that ethos has hurt the merchants who make up most of its online sales. Now, people stuffing not the real deal back into the package and shipping it back. Because I was, hey, I dropped it off at UPS and it was all right. Someone else must have switched it out. Google is expanding Find My Devices. The network might arrive in a few days. So an email from Google is telling Android users this tracking rollout. This is long awaited because they announced this at iOS I.O. Network I.O. 2023. Apparently they delayed it because of something that Apple was doing as well. The email says users can use the network to find any compatible fast pair accessory when they're disconnected from your device or offline, including earbuds, headphones, and trackers. It adds that users receive a notification on their device when the feature is enabled, and the users can opt out of the network through Find My Devices on the web. I love Find My Stuff with Apple. I use it all the time. In the UK, children's privacy must be a priority in social media. The Information Commissioner Office has set out a strategy for the upcoming year to help service providers better address potential privacy and security risks for children across the platform. The focus on default privacy settings, geolocation, data targeted ads, recommended logarithms, and parental consent for children under 13. Kids are just getting up and using the computer. They're not, in most instances, they're not creating accounts. They're just going on the web. They're doing their thing. They're using mom and dad's account. Mom and dad doesn't want them to have their own account, so they want to be in their account. That's what's happening. You're not going to be able to protect a 13-year-old that's using mom and dad's computer. Not at all. Amazon's in the news a little more. Despite making pledges to cut down on plastic packaging, a new report from the nonprofit conservation organization Oceana estimates that Amazon's plastic waste has continued to grow in the U.S., the company created 208 million pounds of plastic waste from its packaging in the U.S. in 2022 alone. So this is an older report. Oceana says enough trash to circle Earth more than 200 times in the form of plastic air pillows. That's a nearly 10% jump from the amount of plastic it wasted the year before. Now, you think about that. 208 million pounds of plastic waste, and you can circle the Earth 200 times with plastic air pillows? That is a lot. That is a lot. Just imagine that, an airplane.
Yeah.
That is kind of interesting. And a little bizarre one. The White House has directed NASA to create a standard of time for the moon. The differing gravitational forces on the moon, in particular, other factors change how time unfolds relative to how it's perceived on Earth.
Huh.
The same clock that we have on Earth would move at a different rate on the moon.
Okay.
An Earth-based clock would appear to lose an average of 58.7 microseconds per Earth day and come with other periodic variations that would further drift moon from Earth time. So that's why you just need to say sync to Earth time. We have an atomic clock at the U.S. Naval Observatory, so why not just link to that? Come on. Having a unified lunar standard time would be challenging. In order to ensure data transfers between spacecraft are secure and that communication between Earth, lunar satellites, space, and astronauts are synchronized. Yes, a lot of crypto stuff involves time. Meanwhile, Tesla is dragging Apple into its upcoming fatal autopilot crash trial. And the people that are suing Tesla are not happy. Tesla wants to prove that Apple engineer Y. Walter Wang was playing a video game on his phone at the time his autopilot-enabled Model X smashed into a safety barrier. His family, which is suing Tesla, is claiming that Tesla is secretly working with Apple to aid in its defense. His initial investigation, National Transportation Safety Board found that a video game, a world-building strategy game with multiplayer capability, was the frontmost app on his phone. Investigators could not determine whether it was actively playing, but the log data from previous cell phone play found a pattern of activity of gameplay during his morning commute in the days leading up to the crash and data transmission, consistent with online game activity in the minutes leading up to the crash. His family claims he's letting games run past playing his phone to collect data. So we'll see where this goes. But if you're playing your phone and you kill yourself because you're not paying attention, and I'm saying that's what happened, may not have a case. Leaked iPhone 16 dummy unit showed design changes for all four phones. Photos shared of the iPhone 16, 16 Plus, 16 Pro include a new capture button for all four models. You also see four dummy units of action buttons on the left edge. So we'll see where this is headed. According to CoinDesk, Ripple, a developer behind the XRP ledger, has entered a stablecoin fray versus Tether, and the token will be 100% backed by the U.S. dollar. U.S. dollar deposit, short-term U.S. government treasuries, and other cash equivalents, according to the company. So it'll be stable. In other words, you won't. It'll be tied to the value of the dollar, go up and down like that, and they'll have to have deposits to support it. This is crazy. This is from a website I don't think we've covered in some time, 404media.co. A law firm of AI-generated lawyers is sending fake threats as an SEO scam. The company, Commonwealth Legal Services, with six or seven lawyers on the staff of all AI-generated images, basically this company is sending out cease and desist requests on images on one's website. And they ask, instead of paying money, you need to link to a specific app. You need to list to techforgods.com. So if you link to techforgods.com, and I was going to go look, techforgods.com. Let me see if what this site is. See if my spam alert goes off or mail, techforgods.com. I think techforgods.com has some answering to do, because Daniel, who runs techforgods.com, is a home automation expert, computer programmer, and blogger. So I wonder if this site and its host had a little fun and created this website and asking for a link back. That's pretty blatant. And if he denies that he set this up, then still I you know, it's like me creating a, it's like, hey, link to geeknesscentral.com. I love you when you do, when you're a site of authority, but you know, a little bit of gamesmanship here in Google will put you on block. Not surprising, Ford is delaying some electric vehicles and is renewing focus on hybrids. I should not be surprised here. Ford announced some delays for its electric vehicles, including the long-awaited three-row SUV. The car was supposed to come out next year, but has now been delayed until 2027. And I have a pretty good reason why. It says it will use the extra time to take advantage of emerging battery technology. Or are they waiting for the election to be over? The EV market is crap for many places, including China. They're in trouble. I've been watching stuff over there. They're in big, big, big trouble. Of course, we're not in that good a shape here either, because car dealers' lots are absolutely full to the rim with vehicles. So, you know, if you've got the cash, it's a great time to buy a vehicle. If you have to borrow money, then that's a whole different game set. Meanwhile, Waymo's self-driving vehicles are now doing Uber Eats deliveries in Phoenix. So if you live in Phoenix, you're going to have to go out to the car to get your food. Where is that coming from? Oh, I must be getting text somewhere. I keep hearing it. Oh, no, I think I'm getting Boost. That's what that is. Were we getting Boost? I heard the Boost come in. Oh, no, people are streaming live. Thank you for streaming live. We definitely appreciate it. Darren, for listening to the show live. It's awesome. You guys can't hear that because I have the speaker going. Okay, you guys will hear the next one that comes out. Because I got it tied to the computer here. So when he's listening for another minute, you'll hear it. There it is. There's a Boost from Darren. Thank you so much, Darren. Definitely appreciate it. 100 sats and streaming live. All right, let's go back here. So, these EV situation and Waymo, I guess you're going to have to go out and get your food. OpenAI has released a new AI fine tuning tool. Vast majority of organizations have developed customized models. I'm really curious about this because I got some things I want to do, but I don't know how hard it is to do fine tuning. So I sent this over to my dude, and we'll see what he has to say. We'll talk about it tomorrow. But if you're a small company and or a big company, this fine tuning of a model may be just for you. WhatsApp, Instagram, and Facebook have been hit by an outage, and I guess this happened yesterday. The UK site Down Detector, which monitors performance websites, indicated around 82,000 issues with WhatsApp at 18:25, but an hour later, it appeared to be largely resolved. Users on Instagram reported outage in Facebook as well. So it wasn't confined to just the UK. It was all over the place. Meanwhile, if you lived in a certain neighborhood in Florida, you could have been a lucky recipient of some space junk. Suspected space junk crashed through a Florida man's home. It almost hit my son. He was two rooms over, but it came through the roof, went through the first floor, second floor, first floor, and basically bounced. Was it in the basement? Florida doesn't have too many basements. But looking at the picture of this thing, I would not have wanted that. That would have hurt you. It was big. At least it looks big in the picture. But, not that big. About the size of a, it ripped through, Wow, it came in with some force. I need to shut that off because we're getting inundated here. All right, there we go. Thank you for your streaming sets. So NASA came over, looked at it, picked it up, and they're going to try to figure out who it came from. But this, I have to laugh here. This guy was on vacation, and his son sent a picture of this to him. He says, "I was shaking. I was completely in disbelief. What are the chances of something landing on my house with such force that caused so much damage? I'm super grateful that nobody got hurt. I was shaking." I don't know if I'm shaking. I think I'm pissed. Shaking? Is that the right word? Shaking? Consumer alert, how to tell real eclipse glasses from fakes. Please, please, please make sure you check your glasses. You should see a seal that says ISO 12312-2. There's a couple of ways you can test it. So if you're going to go look at the full eclipse on Monday, which rolls here about 2:30, we're going to be like 90. Take a look at your glasses. Make sure they're safe. We'll talk about the eclipse if anybody actually got to see it on Monday night show. Oh, that's funny. My Google Home app just heard me in the other room and replied. Don't tell me that these things can't listen. Android's 15 satellite text messaging could trump the iPhone by letting you message anyone. According to 9to5 Google, the code for a beta version of Android contains three sets of screens that point to satellite messaging. Screens further explain how satellite messages could work and are believed to be part of the Android 15 update. The send and receive stay outside with a clear view of the sky. Satellite messaging may take longer and can't include a photo or video. You can message with anyone, including emergency services. So that's interesting. So keep your phone pointed at the sky. We'll see when these updates come. Can't wait to do my first one. Retailers are being hit by more malware attacks than ever. And most of it's coming from WhatsApp. Said WhatsApp could be used for attacks targeting the retail sale. I don't buy anything on WhatsApp. They warn the communication app is extremely popular in retail, 3 times more compared to other industries, both in times of average use and downloads. However, WhatsApp was not listed among the current top apps for malware downloads. This research was bound to change as hacker realized popular app and significant attack vector it can become. I guess they're trying to fake a WhatsApp. Always go to the Play Store. X is giving blue check marks to people with more than 2,500 premium followers. Huh. Last night, several prominent journalists and others posted, complained in many cases about unexpectedly regaining their verified blue check mark. One of them, Peter Kafka, shared a message with X showing that the upgrade was no accident. As an influencer of the community on X, we're giving you a complimentary subscription to X Premium, subject to X Premium terms by selecting this notice. A subsequent tweet from X provides an explanation. Any accounts of over 2,500 verified, i.e. paid premium or premium plus, blue tick subscribers get premium features for free. And any with over 5,000 get ad free. Oh, okay. So they're trying to show off who's got the juice. With the blue check now being a mark of shame in many cases, a fair number of users who regain one aren't necessarily happy about it. He said, beep, I've been forcibly blue check marked. How do I opt out? Oh, no, another user said, I become blue checkmark, promoter of. And then she said something naughty. I think it's kind of funny. I pay X every month, my $8, on 2 accounts. 18 CEO on massive new investment to shrink digital divide. AT&T is putting additional $3 billion by 2030 towards projecting projects aimed at closing digital divide in the U.S. Why it matters is consumers pay some of the highest prices. Many Americans want Congress to handle threats to affordable and reliable internet access. And one of the existing solutions, the Affordable Connecting Program, will undoubtedly run out this month. So AT&T wants to do something about it. Hey, I will also update you on something. I got a call today from my internet provider that I've left it on because I've got my Starlink and I basically left my other internet connection on, the one that is at 15 megs and 3, and said, hey, you qualify for our new 40 down, 15 up. We're going to lift you on for 7 days. Let us know how it worked. It costs more money. But I thought, huh, that's a very interesting development for many, many reasons, ladies and gentlemen. If I ever decide that I need to move out of the studio here and back to the loft and take this operation out of my rental space, which, you know, is always a contingency if something goes sideways, I may, if this works, I may have enough internet to stream and do this because I don't think the Starlink situation is fast enough, at least on the dish I have right now to support continuous streaming without dropouts. Not saying this other service won't be as well, because I'm going to be definitely running some ping tests and everything else. Google is suing an alleged crypto scammer for luring people into investments they never get back. Google is suing two alleged scammers, accusing them of using a Play Store to offer fraudulent cryptocurrency, trading apps and investment platforms that simply took users' money. You know, why were these apps allowed to be on in the first place? Why, Google, shame on you for letting them get through? And probably the story of the day. And I came into the end here, so you don't leave. Apple is developing a personal robot for your home. The company is reportedly focusing on robotics after scrapping its EV ambitions. Now, when I was in California, I was talking to a person that has Vision Pro, and he absolutely loves his Vision Pro, $3,500 worth of Vision Pro. So I had him explain to me what is his use cases, and he did, and I don't know if it's worth the $3,500 to buy the Vision Pro. I just don't have that in the budget. No way, no how. Matter of fact, I'm nervously waiting for my tax return to come back from my accountant. So it's we'll see, but I don't have it in the budget right now. I really don't. I don't have the $3,500. If anybody wants to donate $3,500 to the show, I will definitely buy a pair and give you my full review. Hey, I want to thank everyone for listening, and I want to thank all of our insiders that continue to support the show. You know who you are. I've been announcing it, your donations on every episode as they come in. It's greatly appreciated. If you're not an insider yet and want to be, geekinthecentral.com/insider. You can make a $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25 a month monthly donation, or one-time donations are accepted as well. You can send us a boost via the website as well. There's a boost button. And also, if you're using one of those new modern podcast apps, like some of our listeners of the show have been doing today, Darren streaming the show live at 100 sats a minute. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to see those Satoshis come in. So, Darren, thank you for being a supporter. And Leslie, I hope I helped you out a little bit by not slamming you at the tech talking, man. I can't promise that I won't use that again. I like it too much. I really, really do. But again, it's been my pleasure to bring you the podcast. I'll be back here Monday for another edition of the show. You all stay safe. Take care of one another. Have a great weekend. And we'll see you next time here on the Geekness Central podcast. Take care. Bye-bye.